You know, it's not Karachi, it is not East Pakistan, this is not India, this is not Ireland, this is Never Records, this is Never Records, this is Never Records.
And certainly me.
In the crashing?
In the booth with Never Records.
Nice. With 13 minutes.
Our road to ruin was built with broken architecture and morality, an endless holy war upon the enchantment of desire, and the wild romance of beauty.
Thank you, Never Records. I'm sorry I touched your microphone.
You are not listening to Never Records Radio, and this is episode 2, part 1, Liverpool.
We'll be right back.
are not listening to Never Records Radio. And that was That Fucking Tank, recorded live at Never Records Liverpool in September 2010. Following the success of the Never Records installation and No Longer Empty's Never Can Say Goodbye intervention in the abandoned Tower Records near Union Square, I was asked by curator Asher Remy Toledo if I wanted to participate in a satellite project for the Liverpool Biennial. The only catch? I would have to pay for half my airfare and the cost of one vinyl record lathe. I was already done for the moment I came up with the idea to cut vinyl. So after 2 frantic months of begging and borrowing, I found myself in an abandoned nightclub on Seal Street in Liverpool. With the help of promoter Andrew Ellis and the warmth of the local community, I opened the metal gate and press record.
The air is colder here, down by the hill fort. There must be a memory in the air. I'm riding out in the dead of the night. A miner's lamp in my hair. I'm coming to meet you out on the road, braving the wind and the rain. We brave it both. To be together up the world. I've given up counting all of those seconds we left to waste. Trees give company to friend and to foe, which it is tonight I do not know. Up ahead, emeralds in the grass vanish with the tremor of a toe. The shadow you
call. You're gonna wake up the world. I have given up counting. Oh, 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 oh. All of those seconds we left to waste.
That was Otter's Gear, and before that, Kogumaza, recorded live in Never Records Liverpool. Like a lot of well-meaning art projects, Never Records started off with a rhetorical self-congratulatory plan. I would set up shop in Liverpool and record a series of 5 concerts and cut an edition of 10 copies of each concert. That's it. But as Ellis began introducing me to the community, I noticed that people's eyes would brighten when I mentioned that I had a record lathe. This happened time and time again as I got to know the creative community in Liverpool. So I threw my plan out the window and began to tell anyone that would listen that I would cut anything for anybody. Boy, that was a beautiful mistake. Cutting records 14 hours a day, I would lose 15 pounds. But I also opened up the project to some beautiful sounds.
Your life, it's like a bubble, it floats from here to there. Inside, it's multicolored and upside down, down, down. Next to you all day, keeps your company at night. He'll keep your seat cold when you're gone, burp in your face when you are close enough to see his teeth. But all he wants is someone to be lonely with. somebody to be lonely with.
Thank you.
and that was Barbaros. Before that, we heard a track by a group called Sing for Your Supper. You know, Barbaros has two drummers, but it's almost impossible to tell from that recording because they play so tightly together. And listening back to these two recordings, I can hear so much air in the room, so much hiss. And I'm not sure it's because I did a bad job, or if it sort of reflects the size of the space and the fact that it was a giant concrete bunker. It was in a building owned by Stefan Kazisklau, I hope I pronounced that correctly, who ran a quadraphonic surround sound studio on the fourth floor, and he had visions of creating this entertainment complex. But essentially, I was in the rubble of an abandoned nightclub. In the 19th century, Liverpool was known as England's second city, with wealth rivaling London. But since the 1930s, the city has experienced negative population growth every decade. There are abandoned buildings everywhere, and artists and musicians are moving in. TAO, the art organization, Greg Scott Gerner's group, which co-sponsored Never Records, had at least two galleries open when I was there in abandoned spaces. It seems that a lot of landlords liked artists caretaking vacant properties. And then there's the Kazimir, named after the legendary Russian Dada Club. One of the coolest venues I have ever known, and some of the coolest guys too. They helped me out a lot. You know, a lot of people, when they heard I was going to record in this part of the UK, said, well, why aren't you doing it in Manchester? That's where some of the best bands of the past 20 years have come from. But you know what? Liverpool is happening right now. And when I went to one of these shows at the Kazimir, I had this feeling that there was no cooler place on the planet, and there was no better place to see and hear live music. So here's the Kazimir Krunk Band, recorded live at Never Records Liverpool at 2 in the morning. You know, they said they were just going to slap something together. Next thing I knew, there was a giant brass band in front of me. We'll be right back. To Barry and Alan playing an instrumental that they wrote. They also played the song before called Master Killer. I thought this song was apropos because Jason Weitz, the director, and I are going down to Texas next week to celebrate the premiere of our film, Never Records, You're Not Listening. We're going to do a mini Never Records for charity. To find out more about the bands that played on this broadcast and to find out more about the film, please visit neverrecords.net. Never Records, you're not listening.